Pretty pushing of himself and continued.
Why? So the Rashbam explains it. Vikashe Hoche Gabriyan Kishner of the Akadite Mishte. Shadayan Shosa of Hodite Mishte. It's even more than that. It's even more than that. And because of that, other Rishayim accepted the other Gilse. But the Rashbam is not there, that Gilse, but there is no Machlekes in any deen. ונראה לך עשינו כל אחד ותחיל ונרשבים בראש שלא יצריך הוא שכפי לשתיים יופי משום דבר כדאיתם לשתי שעדיין לשעושו וכל דאיתם לשתי זאת אומרת, it's over there, there is a schadah, there is a hepsek but here there is no hepsek so I mean, that seems to be so posh that seems to be so posh I mean, that the Ravashi's long this is difficult how did Ravashi even for a moment assume that since Rav says Yain Kiddush Neravdole and he doesn't say Yain Kiddush Yain Neravdole so it's a raya that Aloch is not like Tali the Rav how is it right? Over there so he made the broche on one course now he wants to drink another course because they decide how will be Nivra they say then they change the mind so no Beir Pri HaGeven was recited over this course that he wants to drink now if they change his mind So Mimele, Tami the Rav said, no, he has to say a new bracha. But here, when he said, Beir Pri HaGeven, before he recites the bracha of Kiddush, so doesn't he have in mind to say the Beir Pri HaGeven on this course? And this is the course of Kiddush and the course of Avdolah. So why should he say another bracha? Why should he say another bracha? So we see from the Rashbam one thing. All right, Teisves Israel. Now let's see, Teisves. Israel and the Rashbam. Pirish bikun tchad idayit ule matzach vivorish pri zimne bir pri agefer chad akivich chad avdole alu lahavik ili shepsek vadin abdik samod vikoshe teich ivorich po upamayim bir pri agefer al kisechot doesn't make sense so that what Ravashi said that the kodik talmide the Rav so he should say bir pri agefer twice on the same course wouldn't it be a brachot vatole that's this is kash so mele teisves איך יבואו בפעמיים ברתך על הכסך וזה לא מצינו ונראה לי דייק לא יתיק ניין לו יצוק שמם להווה הפסק ועדין למה דרך סמוס but according to Rashbam the Raya is from the fact that Rav doesn't require him to say Bir Pri HaGeven twice according to Rashbam now how can we understand that so how could there be let's say not like only the Rav but still how does it justify him to say Bir Pri HaGeven twice it's the same cause So it's a bracha v'atole. So we see one thing from this Rashbam. From this Rashbam we see that the Rashbam is chelik ha-nesifer ha-pardes. The Rashbam is chelik ha-nesifer ha-pardes. The way you see, because according to the sifer ha-pardes, so the bir pri ha-gefen of the avdole is not an integral part of the kiddush of the avdole. Then, from the Roshon of the Mogavron, as my father said, it's mashma kiddush is there. But one thing is clear in the sifer ha-pardes. That in connection with Avdolah, it's certainly not an integral part of Avdolah. From this Rashbam, we see it is definitely an integral part of the Avdolah. Because if it's not an integral part of the Avdolah, so why should he say a second time, Beir Pri HaGeven? Why? It's only, as far as Avdolah is concerned, it's only because Kohanenet will broche moal. Here, it's certainly not moal. He said Beir Pri HaGeven, and this part, and this specific Kodesh of Yahid. So it's mucha from Rashbam. I mean, there is, I don't think that it's impossible to say any other pshat in Rashbam. So it's mucha from this Rashbam, that the Rashbam holds, that the broche of Beir Pri HaGeven is, in the Avdolah is an integral part of the Avdolah. And it's an integral part of the Kiddush. It's an integral part of both, according to Rashbam. It's an integral part of both. Now, it's an integral part of the Avdolah and of the Kiddush. So then it will be in stira with the previous Rashbam in explaining the Kni, Kiddush, Neir, Yain, Avdolah, Rav's Din. So the answer is, there the Rashbam explained Rav's Din. who says, Kivishne Yain Abdole. But Rav Ashi doesn't say Kni, Kivishne Yain Abdole. So in other words, the Rashbam will hold only Rabbi who says, Kivishne Yain Abdole. He holds that the Brocha of Birkei HaGefen is an integral part of Abdole, but it's not an integral part of Kiddush. But the other Amroim, they hold it's an integral part of both. Of Abdole and Kiddush. Rav Ashi will also be Chilikam and Rabbi. He will say, not Kiddush Ne Yain Abdole. As a matter of fact, we see from Rav Ashi that Rav Ashi agrees with Rav, because he mentioned the Raya from Rav's Din of Yakna, Yain Kiddush Ne Abdole. So in other words, so the Rashbam holds only Rabbi who says Kni, Kiddush Ne Yain Abdole. So he holds that the Birkei HaGefen is only an integral part, is only an integral part of the key of the Kiddush, of the Abdole, and not of the Kiddush. But Rav Ashi and the other Amroi, who are Chilikam Rabbe, they hold, and certainly Rav, who says Yain Kiddush Ne Abdole. So they all hold that the Birkei HaGefen is an integral part of the Abdole, and it's an integral part of the Kiddush. So Mele, if it is a Hefsek, so then he should. There should be two Beir Pri HaGefen. One Beir Pri HaGefen is part and parcel of the Kiddush, and another Beir Pri HaGefen is part and parcel of the Abdole. It's part and parcel of the Abdole. And you cannot test to be one Beir Pri HaGefen would be part of the Abdole. That would be Shayech if it had been only for the because of the Aloha Planel Baruch HaMoah. So you can't have two times Beir Pri HaGefen. But since it's an integral part of the Abdole, and it's also an integral part of the Kiddush, so then you can have two. So why doesn't he have two? So the Raya is, it's no Hefsek. If it's no Hefsek, so Meile Rav Ashi mentioned the Raya, that even on the course of Birkes Amosen, you don't have to say a new Brocha of Birkei HaGefen. You don't have to say a new Brocha of Birkei HaGefen. All right, I'll have a short shiur in your name.
30-second shir in Arvei Pesachim.
But it takes this. I mean, we're up to the case that I could give him a dollar. Why we don't see much? Borech hakotz hakasikam. Could give him a dollar. Rav Yaakov Barav Inka with the Rovie with the Rove Chazi the Bor Beir Pri HaGefen hakasikam. Behold, that means kotz kiddush. The Hodo Bori Hakasi the Birchen, the Kot of the Samos, Vish, Omer of Roma Kulahari. So Rav Yaakov Rav made the question, why did Rove have to say Broche Birchi HaGefen as the case of the Samos? He already made the Broche. So it should matter the Kot of the Samos. Omer Rei Kavnin, but it's not so happy. This is the way they do it. At the Rishu. Broche Hakasi Kam. של קידוש בקס לביר חסה של בלך תמוס ויהוד יקלם בחיתת מבורכים ביר חל יין של בני המוזה נפת יין של אחר המוזה היינו לאחר עשו so you see that the beer of the Agefer Pater is even the Yayin that l'achar amoze so this says Hanu l'achar asu dedicated b'yachas amoze l'achar amoze means after the meal but before the benching שאו יקידים דרך סמוז, שאו יגילים לישתי סייאי ואחרה שאו יקידים דרך סמוז. מה שאין כן, the cause of דרך סמוז, that he drinks after the דרך סמוז itself, not just after the meal. So this cause, so the ברוך of פרי הגפן doesn't pattern it, the initial ברוך of פרי הגפן, and he has to make a new ברוך. So what I said, that's the way they do it at the שבוס. אמרו יתנח פרי שבוס, דוחב, the Sophic Maizelon, Sophic Loi Maizelon. Hoche omanach kasri kamon, so you had no doubts that you would be drinking at a time that you, Hove, made the Broche Beret Pri HaGefen and the Keis Kiddush, so you were sure that you would that would be drinking the course of the Birch Samot. Oya vodite imash, Pirish Rashbam, ki bachitsu akosi hakasri kameh, lo yaditu, by the Shulush, so when you made the broche on the first course, so you didn't know Yavro Kosachine. Vahabiko Hatki Tchilasu. So Uperushi Mashmasho in Borchen Amete Hasu. So the word seems that the Rish Golu said, so when you made the broche on the initial course, so he had no idea that they would be drinking, Tanakh says, So then the teacher says, so it was like a new Sude of Yahya. So that means they read the Broche and every cause. Not just and because of the Rasamos, but on each and every cause. Zero. Because the mashmasher is in the Rishon Yosef to Rove, the Bore Hakas Kamen, the Akas the Birch, the Royal Kokas. Now Rove said that he relies on the Rishon Yosef, on the practice of the Rishon Yosef. Now, how did Rove? Rove did not make the Bore Hamel because he made the Bore Hamel first course, and the case of Kiddush, and then on the case of the Samos, but on the intervening course, in case of Shoyahim. He didn't make a book. But one of Shahid relied on the practice that was made in the Rishmuz's home. And the Rishmuz's home, so the reason is why they did it that way is because they were at the time they made the initial book, they didn't think they would drink other wine. So not only on the case of the Chazamozim, so they made a book, even on the other cases, they made the book. So how can Rove, and Rove did not make a book on every course, so he did not act out the practice of the Rishmuse. So how could you say Abdinon to Rishmuse? So it did not come forth to the practice of Rishmuse. Vizehu deich haklayim asho yishay simu be Rishmuse yayin beemtza asu. Yayin beemtza asu. Some melee in the Rishmuse too, they just made two broches because they just didn't drink any other wine besides the first course. And because of that summer. The Kachli only for age, so in the Borch in Kirchasu, Kyo Yedim Shivitro Yain Kotov, so by the Rishkuluse. So why didn't they, by Rishkuluse, so they did not say Borch of the Prayer Kevin on the other cases. Why? Because there too, they knew that more wine would be served. Abu Birkas Amos, Lohoyokos, King of Borch, for him, stop him, Yagir Lem, Rishtes, the man. I'm not the Abdi, Omarei, I'm not, so Rabbi said, I'm not Abdi, tell me the Rab. In other words, if there was a Heschadah, he already said, Havro, Vinivrech, so then, if he decides to drink again, he has to say, Nivro. I'm not the Abdi, tell me the Rab. Pirish Rashba, Afar Gabdi, Shalim, Amor, the Birkes Amosim, Apsukes, the Dosuk. And it's not only the Birkas HaMozim is the Apsukes Dorsay. Even before the Birkas HaMozim, the decision to say Birkas HaMozim is already a Hepsik Sude. Because in the case of the Talmid Rav, so they didn't bench yet. He changed his mind. They changed their mind before the benching, but after they had decided to bench. So that also required a new broch. So it's not just the Birkas HaMozim that is mousy. The decision to bench, that is the headset. So maybe we could say, since the decision to bench is the headset, so maybe before he benches, he should say, Broch HaChreine, on the eye. So the Rajapam says, no. Abba Gavri Shabin and Ochen, Birkas HaMozim, Apsuket, Ibrasu. We come to the boy who has a Yahshi Bishude, we come to the boy who has a Mos. Why? I mean, how could there be such a Sakat Aitoch? That because of the fact that the Mos is Apsukes Idose, so before he benches, he should be Voeich, a Brocha Achene, and the Yahshi. But before he benches, so there is no Hepsik Sude, the answer is no. It's not just the Birkas HaMozim that is the Hepsik Sude. The decision to bench. So if he's ready to bench, so that is already the Hepsik Sude. So we could argue that he should be Mechuyev before he benches. As soon as he decides to bench. So first he should say Broch HaChen and Yai. So Rashbam says no. The Bishbat, why not? Why should he say Broch HaChen and Yai before he benches? The benching itself will batter the Yai, will batter everything. Bishbam, what if Pitrasim has to be Broch HaChas in the Shoal Yisage? Coach in the Shoal Yisage. The Ochen Yise, Baruch Hazel, Umilu, Einzek Awachim. The Paskinon, I mean, what the Rashbam says, now it's not the Kawachim of Yahufus, that's the Inka. It's Kawachim of Lajik, the Kibbutz, when he says. So he says, it's not Murchach at all. ומי לא ידקה לכם? לא מסכים עם מברוכס, לא עם אבויים שלא עם אחמס הסודה, אחר הסודה. פירש וקידם דרכס המוזל, תו עם ברוכה לפני מלאכי. נאו, גם זה מחליק, יש לי דיבורת, אבל מה לא מברוכס? ביטו עם רב נחמן רבון על בונהם, הם רב שישס, על די אבא. So, רב נחמן, רב נחמן, So Rashi, he passes like a sheikh. Rashi passes like a sheikh. But the other sheikhs, they pass like a Nachman Rabbani. The shaila is how to explain the Gemara, the member of Rabbah. So all the sheikhs except Rashi, they pass like a Nachman Rabbani. The Dvorim Haboyim, Machmas Asudeh, Achas, Achar Asudeh. So, do not require Ibroch Al-Acheyem, do not require Ibroch Al-Acheyem, but Dvorim Haboyim, Sheloi Machmas Asudeh. That's only Dvorim Haboyim, Machmas Asudeh, Lachar Asudeh. But Dvorim Haboyim, Sheloi Machmas Asudeh, Achar Asudeh. So that, even Rav Nachman Rabune agreed, that it's tunim brocha l'tnei machre. Now what does it mean? Dvorim haboyim machmas asudeh. Dvorim haboyim machmas asudeh. So according to the thesis in the Rosh says that dvorim haboyim machmas asudeh are two things. One is dvorim haboyim milafis is a pas, like fish, meat, something that is eaten normally with pas. That's one thing, one type of dvorim haboyim machmas asudeh. And then Teisves and the Rosh say there is another type of Dvorim Haboyim Machmas Asudeh. Even though it's not Bolin Lafis as a pass. Let's say Daiso, Syria. So Daiso or Krubin, cabbage. So it's not Bolin Lafis as a pass. Normally it's not eaten. Daiso, cereal is not eaten together with pass, but it's something that nourishes. Something that nourishes like pass. So there are two things. Of two types of Dvorim Haboyim Machmas Asudeh. One is, if it's Dvorim Lafis as a pas, like boss or doggy, and the other type of Dvorim Haboyim Machmas Asudeh is like dice of proving, in other words, that nourishes. So Teisa says, Umi wa inze kawahila, do paskinom bibroches, Dvorim Haboyim Shaloi Machmas Asudeh, Achar Asudeh. So Teisa emphasizes, Davke Dvorim Haboyim Shaloi Machmas Asudeh, Achar Asudeh. Pirish begin in the Kazamozin, to the Prochel of Neachayel. The implication being, the Dvorim Haboyim, Machmas Asudeh, Achar Asudeh, so even Truchem Prochel of Neachayel. Why not with Lafukim is it is Rashi? Because Rashi passes like Rav Sheishes, that even Dvorim Haboyim, Machmas Asudeh, Achar Asudeh, so also to the Prochel with Neachayel. All right. So he says, Umi is it Tavachim, but that's not that Tavachim or Tavachim. So Paschino Mibrochel Rabboi Shoyim Achasudeh Achar Asudeh, Pirish begin in the Kazamozin, to the Prochel of Neachayel. וכן תנים וענובים בדרך הסוד לרפשס ולא מיפטרת ולא מיפטרת בגימו פרוחס די ביר כסמון so you cannot part of it with the gimu prochet that samot according to rashi virashi pirash bichuve so in other words so tasteless so what does they say so in other words the kawahima of logic of the Rashbam, so that he says the Hashem Bruch Achas Min Sholi Sage, Toshki Bipuk Sholi Boris. So, the Tetris is not really kind of Rashbam's name, that I'm Yayu, that you have to, you don't have to say Bruch Achas before he paints. He agrees, but the argument by the Rashbam, there is a Kalachim of logic, the Hashem Bruch Achas Min Sholi Sage, that's not Murchach, because we see Dvorim Avoyim Shaloyim Achmas Asu, the Acher Asu. So then we pass the Tunim Brochel with Neim Achayim. So why don't we say Ligabe that too? Kauchemer, if Hash the Brochach in Sholishage, Sholish Broches with Kolshki. So that's not Murchach from Neile. It's not Murchach here too, but he agrees with the Rashbam's name. Without that argument. Without the doubt. All right. We have to tell the children. We told the boy Hako. We tell him about nothing. We have to. So Rashi Shite in Shuvah in Zivra Pardes is that on Yayin, that if one drinks Yayin, say Hasude, so before he bends Jesus, he has to say, Brocha Achrein, Brocha Achas, Mishorish, Allah Gepem, Opriya Gepem, before he bends. That's Rashi Shite. לצורך לאחר, כמו יתני וענוב עם רשישס, ג'וסטס רשישס says that's also mentioned by רשישס, that תני וענוב, so require לברוך אחרי, so יאי נוס, וניר, תומסקין אנו עושה בו מרב פופה, דלחסה, דבורם אבוים שלא עם אחמס אסודה, בישי חסודה, דבורם אבוים שלא עם אחמס אסודה, בישי חסוד, תונים ברוכה לפניהם ולא לאחריהם, לאחר חסוד, תונים בין לפניהם ובין לאחריהם. So in other words, so he says, דבור מבואים שלוים אחמד חסוד, לאחר חסוד. So תונים בין לפניהם ובין לאחריהם, ואני לא יקר השיש, ואף אגב למה שפירש עושה, לאחר חסוד, כלימה, דבור עם הורגיר עם גובי, אחר חסוד. כי אם תנאים וענובים, אפילו בואים בשי חסודי, צריך לברוך על לפניהם לאחריהם. So in other words, so רשי explains that when רפופה says, דבורים הבואים שבואים אחמס עשוי. So דבורים הבואים, דבורים הבואים שבואים אחמס עשוי, לאחר עשוי. So Rashi says that l'achar asude doesn't mean dafke l'achar asude. But it means, l'achar asude means something that is rogil to come after the sude. So may like tein vanovi, that's Rashi Shite. So may like even if he eats it, b'sei chasude, as long as this is it's usual to eat it l'achar asude, so afol uboim b'sei chasude, tzichem boim b'nei l'achreim, ein nira perus, kirim forash. So that's Rashi's pshat. That's Rashi's pshat. So in other words, because of that Rashi's pshat, so in other words, so Rav Pope is not expressive of the shita of Rav Nachman Ravone. But like Rav Sheishis, Masheikin Teitzle says that the pshat in Rav Pope of Dvorim Havonim, Shaloi Machmas Asude, L'achar Asude means Davke L'achar Asude, after he cleared the table and everything. So then it's Tunim Broche, Bein Lifneyem Bein L'achreyem. But if he eats Dvorim Aboyim Shaloyim Achmas Asude, Teich Asude, even though the things that he eats Teich Asude are usually served L'achar Asude, then there is no Broche L'achreyem. Then there is no Broche L'achreyem. So that's according to Teisa's Pshat. So that means that Rav Pope doesn't pass like Rav Sheishis. Rav Pope pass means like Rav Nachman and Ravun. So in the Rav Pose, can you forash? Ve'eid l'itome l'itein v'anovit. D'yayin choshiv bo machmas asude. V'litzorich l'vorich hachom. L'itkulao. So in other words, so Teisa is chelik al-rach. So in other words, so Teisa says that the pshat in Rav Pope of Dvorim Aboyim Shaloi machmas asude. שלוי מאחר הסודה, אחר הסודה, תונים רוחו, לפניהם לאחריהם, means לאחר הסודה ממש, not things that usually are served לאחר הסודה. So, if anything is eaten, תהיה הסודה, no matter what, Even if it is something that is always served lachar sudeh, but in this particular instance, it was served in the sudeh, so there is no bracha lachar. Some in mele, yalim, the same thing. Veido itomu l'tenim v'anovi, yayin choshi bo machmas asudeh. Yayin choshi bo machmas asudeh. In other words, and then Teisa says, even if we agree with Rashi's shita, that the halacha is like chavshishes and rapope, means le'achar asudeh, it means things that are usually served le'achar asudeh, not mamish le'achar asudeh. So even if we accept this shita of Rashi, but we still cannot accept Rashi's shita in connection with the ayin, because even according to chavshishes, Teisa says, even according to Rav Sheitches, so only by Tenim Valnovin, so if it is, now Tenim Valnovin is usually served Lachar HaSudeh, some in Mele, Rav Sheitches says that even if it is served in the Sudeh, so is also Tzricho Brocha Lachar Tenim Valnovin. Masha'in ki Yayin is served primarily to le'akel es hamozeh. So yayin is not considered as something that is as a dovo shebo shaloi machmas asudeh. But yayin, on account of the fact that it is used le'akel es hamozeh misich meyov, so it's considered like dvorim haboim machmas asudeh. Dvorim haboim machmas asudeh certainly don't require brocha lachem. So he's chilek on Rashi on two things. First of all, Rashi passes like Rashi's, because Rashi holds that Rav Popes Hilchase is not inconsistent with Rashi's, and Teisves says that halacha is not like Rashi, it's like a Nachman Rabbune. And number two, that is chelik on Rashi, whereas Rashi holds that Yayin is the same deal like Tenim Vanovin, Dvorim Haboyim Shaloi Machmas Asude. So Teisa says that in the Kodik Rashi, Yayin doesn't require a Boch Lachem before benching, because it's both Ishrei Shesamozei Bisechmei. So it's both Machmas. So we see that Yayin is unique. So that's Rashi's mokia. That's Rashi's mokia in the Jewry, this Gemara. But he says always, Hoshom Limayrel Brochesh Lifonov, Awin Brochesh Lachom Leashkon the Hoshom. So they mean it. One second. So in other words, Teisa says that this Gemara says, Shana Yayin will be a Brochel Hatzme, so it has a special Hashibes. That's only is significant enough to require a bracha lefanel, because it has a special chashivas in that it has a special bracha. So because of that, it requires a separate bracha, even b'seich hasudeh, bracha lefanel. But that does not require it to have a bracha lacher. So all the shayim achilik on Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is that Yayin, that Yayin shebiseicha hasudeh requires a bracha. And I only know the Marz of Vitri who is with Rashi. But all the other Rishayim seems achilik on Rashi. Then Teisa says something else. The other deal is not so partial. Va'afilu Yayin dilacha hasudeh nireh shein tzorech liborech achilik. Now this is not so partial. You see, Yayin shebiseicha hasudeh, so except for Rashi and the Marz of Vitri, so all the Rishayim say that it doesn't require a bracha lachel. Why? They say even according to Rav Sheitches. Who says the Tenim Valnovin do require bracha lachel? Tenim Ben Samozin. So it's because Tenim Valnovin are not boi machmas asude, but Yayin is bo ishreis, es amozin misich meyo. So it's bo machmas asude. But how about the Yain Le'acharasudeh? So here we cannot say that he doesn't require Ochel Achero, because even according to Rav Sheitshes, because it's Bo Lishreis Yain B'Sechmeyo. Only the Yain B'Sechmeyo is Bo Lishreis Yain B'Sechmeyo, is Mose B'Sechmeyo. But the Yain Achasudeh is not Bo Lishreis Mose B'Sechmeyo. So Teitze says that if the Yain Achasudeh, Mira Shein Tzorech Leboretah, שאין צורך לבוא לך ולאילום חושי מחמס אסור ולאילום חושי מחמס אסור another word even the יאי לאחר אסור now the question is יאי לאחר אסור and what does לאחר אסור mean? לאחר אסור means Teitze says that today we don't even have לאחר אסור that was only בזמן חזל we had such a thing as לאחר אסור today we don't have L'achar Asudeh, but with Man Chazal, so L'achar Asudeh. So, there was such a thing as L'achar Asudeh. So, still the Yain, after the Vorekia, they cleared the whole table, and then they drank, so still had the Deen of Bo Machmas Asudeh. Why? The Hodi Koma, the Leilom Choshet Machmas Asudeh, the Hodi Koma, 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 Now, that Rav Popper says in so many words, that Dvorim Avoyim, Dvorim Avoyim Shaloyim Achmas Asudeh, Achar Asudeh, Tzrichim Brocho Lifneyim V'Acheyim. So it should apply to Yayim also, if the Yayim is drunk after the Sudeh. So this says, Haynachutz V'Yayim. Yayim is an exception. Why should Yayim be an exception? Now, this is at the end, says that today we don't have such a thing like Achar Asudeh. But Bisman Chazal we did that, and it's mashma from Boshna of Teisves that when Teisves says I love it's Yain, so he didn't mean only today. He meant even Bisman Chazal when there was such a thing as Achar Asudeh. But Yain always said a din of Teich Asudeh. Yain always said a din of Teich Asudeh, even if it was served after the Sudeh, even Bisman Chazal. Why? Now the Rashbo in Broches, and that's on the day I think. So he says as follows. He says the same thing as Teisa says. But he explains it. He says, and Yayin there is no Brocho Lachel. If he drinks the Yayin in the Sudeh, I mean even after the eating, but I mean before the benching. Why? Because actually the Gemore that on him Broches says that actually Yayin should require Sholish Brochus, a real exam was just like Bas. And the only reason as to why Yayin does not require Birkas Hamozeh, three Brochus, is because Eidodom Kedeya Sidose Yawa Yayin Kedeya. Pass, so the average person is Kedeya Sudan Pass. But the average person is not Kedeya Sudan Yayin, except if it is a special hand. So because of that, Yayin is does not require Birkas Hamozeh, three prophets. So Meili the Rashba says, since Yayin, if not for the fact that the Inodom Kedeya Sudose Yala Yayin, right? So it would require Birkas Hamozeh every time a person drinks wine, he should have to bench, just as after eating pass. But because the Inodom Kedeya, so that is only Shayach if he doesn't eat it in the midst of the meal. But if he eats it in the midst of the meal, so Mimele, then there is Kriya Sudeh. So then the Kriya Sudeh is Chalim and the Yayin also. You see, because of the fact that they know them Kriya Sudeh, so Mimele, if he doesn't eat pass, he doesn't wash, he doesn't make a lazy, so then there is no Kriya Sudeh and Yayin. Because they know them Kriya Sudeh, Masha'in came if he drinks the wine in the Sudeh, even if he eats it after he clears the table, but before the benching, so then Kriya Sudeh is chal. And if it is chal, so the Yayin itself requires Birkas Hamozeh. So it's not shayach to say, you should say Brocha Achas. And Brocha Achas means Shoresh, because in that, wherever he drinks the wine, He drinks the wine in the midst of the Sude, even after he was Eker the Shulchan, he cleared the table. Lachar HaSude Mamesh, Bismar Chazal, when it was known to be Eker the Shulchan, to clear the table and serve other things. So, but it's still, so then, that Yayin requires Birkas HaMazon. That Yayin requires Birkas HaMazon. Requires it. Now, there would be a certain chiddush would emanate from this chiddush arashba. Now, the halacha is that if somebody ate pas, and then he didn't bench immediately after the eating, and the number of hours passed by, and he's already hungry again, so that's a raya that the food that he ate, the pas that he ate, was already digested. The fact that he's hungry again, so he can't bench. He cannot bench. Now, suppose someone, according to this Rashba's longest, I didn't see that anybody should say it, but it seems that it follows logically. Suppose someone would eat pas, and then after he ate, he satisfied himself with a lot of pas, so he drank wine. He drank wine. But the wine he drank after the pas. Now, and he didn't bench. For some reason he didn't bench. Now he reminded himself a few hours later, but it seems that the food was already digested because he's already hungry. He's hungry for another piece of pas. So he cannot bench mitzvah the pas because he's already hungry. But according to the Rashba's longness, that actually Yayin itself without pas should require it somewhat. But it doesn't require because it didn't convey it. So that's only Shire, the Rashba says, if he drinks the Yayin by itself, not in the Sude. But if he drinks it in the Sude, so then he was Kevei HaSude on the Pas, so Mele, the Kevei HaSude is Chal on the Yayin too. And then the Yayin itself requires the Samos. So it's not a question that the Birkas HaMazon should patter the Yayin. In such a case, according to the Rashba, the reason as to why he doesn't say Broch HaChene is because the Yayin, just if he drinks Yayin, we say Chasude, in Lachar HaSude. So then, just as the Pas requires Birkas HaMazon, so the Yayin also requires Birkas HaMazon. So even if he became hungry again, so he cannot, he is not mechuyev to bench now on the score of the Pas, but since he drank the Yayin together with the Pas, so the Kvi HaSude was Chal on the Yayin. So Mele, and he's not thirsty. So, and he's only hungry for a piece of pas now, but he's not thirsty for a drink of Yayin, so maybe he should bench mitzvah the Yayin. Should bench the Yayin. Alright. Umiyu. Then Teisa says something else. That today, there is no such thing as Lachar HaSude. Umiyu onway misalkin yadeinu mipas advirk samot. Vehakil kogote hasude. Veim shim dobo to umroche achot. Dibirk hasamot in peke. Ubimei hachomim. Or you mezich min ha-pas ve-akir ha-shulchon, kedem birkas ha-mozen, ve-yozo yoregilin, lish nisyayu lach-deres. Now, it seems to me, I didn't see that somebody should say it, but it seems to me that it's only mistaber. Since it's a question of mitzies, and Teisa says that the teva b'niodom, the mina b'niodom was lishtarev from Mei Chazal. Because Mei Chazal, so they had a mina that after they finished eating the nourishing courses, so they clear the table and then they serve other things. So for today, there is no such minhag. So Memele, today, there is no chiyuv of brocha l'achel in any event, because it's always the chasud. But today, in the big affairs, especially weddings, other things, so the minhag is that after they get through, the waiters get through serving the main courses, so they clear the table and then they serve a sweet table. So that's like the minig b'mei chazal. But that minig is only prevails at the fairs, not in private homes. Maybe it does, I don't know. So it should follow that, let's say, if you are at a wedding and then they clear the table and they serve a sweet table, and that is done before the benching. So before the benching, you should say a brocha achreine over the things that are served in the sweetener. I mean, I didn't see it that anybody should say it, but it follows like that. It follows. Yes.
What about dessert in the house when they serve fruit and vegetables take off?
No. But they don't, when fruit is served, tastes emphasize the fact that the table is clear completely, you see. Mm-hmm. But here, I mean, the table is not cleared completely before the dessert is served. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. It's not always. So mainly it's not considered. It's mashma and motion of tesis that when is it considered acharasude, if there is a minute to clear the table all the time, before this thing is served, then it's considered like acharasude. Otherwise it's not considered acharasude. But at weddings, so the table is always cleared before a sweet table is served. Right. So then we should require. Yeah, what's that?
Just to be sure, if you drink wine at a sweet table, what am I speaking about?
No, they serve in the sweet table all kinds of things. All kinds of things. And then, I mean, so what if they serve mezeinis? So then, it's another shaila, you see. They serve mezeinis. So even if you don't eat, let's say, shio kriyasude, but they are, as a shaming, what is called pasabot, you see. So cake, according to one shite, I mean, is not even passable because me. So mele, because of that, so you should not say bochachene. You should not say bochachene. That's one other reason. But they serve other things besides cakes. All right. Kim doma havim ivrech itzel mishn vim tema v'endim shochu gabiyane malke v'kom amal yoiv von gabre dem bochu and havim that. So the Gemara tells the story that Yanai HaMelech and Shloimi Tamalke, so they had a feast, and then Yanai HaMelech was looking for someone who knows how to bench. So Yanai HaMelech asked his wife, Shloimi Tamalke, who will be able to be Mivorech? Because he killed all the Chachomim, Yanai HaMelech. So Shloimi Tamalke said, there is one, her brother, Shimon Meshetach. So there is one left, but if you promise me that you will not harm him, then I'll bring him here. What? So he promised, he gave his pledge that he will not harm her brother, Shimon Meshetach. So then she brought Shimon Meshetach, I mean, after Yanai HaMelech got through eating, so he was brought to the meal. And then he didn't eat, he only drank wine, Shimon Meshetach, at that Sunday. And then he was asked by Yanai HaMelech to bench. So Yanai HaMelech said, what should I say? After all, I didn't eat any pasta. I only drank wine. So I should say, Boruch Shoch Al Yanai V'Chaveiro. Anyway, at the end, so he had a problem, what to do? Shimon Meshetach, at the end, so Shimon Meshetach did bench. And the Gemara says that Shimon Meshetach, Shimon Meshetach L'Garmei, who do of it. In other words, it's actually Al Pedin, he could not have been made to Yanai HaMelech, because he was not Yehuyim, he only drank wine. He did not eat any pas, and Yanai HaMelech and his chaveri, they ate pas. So one who is not mechuyev bidovo, how can you make see someone who is mechuyev bidovo? So Shimon Meshetach ligarmei udo, ligarmei. Oh, so this is the kasha of vintei. Very much yoch with Rabbi Yanai HaMelech. Okay, come my yoch ligarmei udo. Yanai HaMelech. So then finally came, and he benched. But when did Yanai HaMelech say that my oil and gavre? When he decided to bench. So then he realized that he doesn't have anyone who knows how to bench. Who knows how to bench? So then the cold, so Shlomit called Shimon Meshetach. So that means that Shimon Meshetach, let's say that Shimon Meshetach, two things that Shimon Meshetach didn't even eat fast. So he drank wine. But let's say that Shimon Meshetach did it pass. But he ate pass, so whatever Shimon Meshetach did, he drank the wine. So he did it after Yanai HaMelech and his chaveri decided already to bench. Because man, Yoivon Gavre dem Vorech, that's Havon and Vorech. So it was already, so Shimon Meshetach started to eat, to drink, after they finished eating. And they decided already to bench. Now there is a Gemara. So the question is, Heichen Starev Suim Moed Rav Shimon Meshetach. I'm going to leave about the kingdom. I wish me luck. He has to be said, Lord, say, all the Osir, I've seen it back here. Have it come, Sally, the Osir. Unbelievable. My dad took that to good day. So then, the halacha is that this third one who ate after the other two finished eating, they already said, even though they didn't bench us yet, so there is no till. So there is no, there should have been no till between Yana and Chaverov on one hand and Shimon ben Shotach on the other, because Shimon ben Shotach ate whatever he ate or drank whatever he drank after Yana HaMelech said, Havon ben Voich. So how could it be mitzuref with them? So how could it vanish? Here the Gemara says, "Kid lo mahavu voich." So that's already like silik milechel. And if it's silik milechel, so there is no tzil. Yishrei mavelavu cham miroso. Who the oved legame? She yitzia mafal pishlochel kazayinu. Now. Gemara mentions here next day, "Ma amima ma'asutra ravasha aviyasu v'sidosim." Bikoy alai, ravacha b'ridah kove. Amima borech al kokase v'kase. Uma'asutra borech hakase kame v'kase basre. Ravasha borech hakase kame v'sulibor. So three minogim in this way. So amima. So may the bere priagefen on each and every course. Ma'asutra. So just on the first course and. The cause of Birkas Hamazon and Rav Ashi just on the first course and even on the cause of Birkas Hamazon he didn't mention. He didn't say it very clearly. Oh, Borich HaKolkas V'Kas Achov Lohim Borich the Birkas Hamazon Piteres V'Hodi Shinu Mokei Tzorich L'Borich. In other words, so what did he say? He only was Mivor Birkas Priyagefen for the cause of the course, but not L'Achov. Why? Because I wasn't be terrorist. That's a lie in the Sheikh of the Rashbam. Even though Teisve said before, that Teisve just learned that Ezu Kawachimea, so Teisve only meant that the argument by the Rashbam is not Muchrech. But he agrees with the Rashbam's thing. So this we see from this Teisve, that Teisve agrees with the Rashbam. Achim Vod, because I wasn't be terrorist. Vod is Shilmok in Tzorch Levorech, Hanidav Telefonov, Viloy Lachov, Kidiv Rash Elil. And that point, I mean, there is a machlekes v'sheinim. I mean, the shita of the Rif Rambam is the contrary. That you know, okay, is tzorich levorich, so it's tzorich levorich mafreya also. In other words, not only mafreya before he leaves, because maybe he will not come back, and because a Muslim requires, you know, b'mkeme. But even if he didn't bench before he left, and then he came back, so according to the Rif Rambam, so first he has to bench mafreya, and then he has to say the brochel panel. But Teisus is chelik, so over there Teisus is chelik. So Teisus is chelik again, here. Ravashi borech hakasekame v'sulibor. Afal gab, the birkas hamozi, tunokos, loyal mivor. So Ravashi was not mivor, bir priagefen, even on the course of birkas hamozi. Even on the course of birkas hamozi. Uvirushal min amekoma. The Israel is saying the Arab Shabbos, me be gay. And so the Kiddush Livorer be a priyage. In other words, we don't pass like Ravashi. So it's for a different reason, because there is a Hadas. So if he was Mivor Bechamose, even the Gemara to be Mivor Bechamose. So that's a hefsek, it was a hadas. But that's why he has to say Bir Pri Agefen. But mitzad the fact that it's a keishel broche, it's a keishel shel mitzvah, so he doesn't have to say Bir Pri Agefen again. Only the reason as to why we don't pass like Rav Ashi is because there is a hadas, but if there wouldn't be a hadas, then we would say like Rav Ashi. So he says, Avakal and Tzamos and Tuna Poros, Lo Yom Mevor Rav Ashi. Uber Shalom and Amikoma, Vim Hischel Yisid Erav Shabbos and Medei, and then he makes Kiddush. In Zohar, we keep Yishlevo, a bit of the Aget. Mashma, the Chovar Mitzvah, Haton Kos, and Zohar, Chlevoich, Bir Pri Agefen, Heichen Lehav Efsek. So Tzvos mentions the right. I mean, why should we, how could there be a Sfora to the concert? Tzvos is not discussing now the question whether there is a Efsek. If there is a Efsek, so then he has to be involved Bir Pri Agefen again. So according to Rav Ashi, there is no Efsek. And then, let's say, Yisrael Yisei Versham B'Yei, so then there is no Efsek either. There is no Efsek either. Because he was mivora Bir Pri Agefen. So Tzvos mentions that as a chiddush, the fact that he doesn't, that when he recites the kiddush by the night, he is not mivora Bir Pri Agefen. Why is it just a chiddush? Why should he recite it? There is no hefsek. So Meichet Eiseh, he should recite now. But according to what I mentioned, I mean, the name of my father, that he was midayik from the Russian of the Mogavrom, maybe it can be inferred from the Russian of the Sefer Pardes itself, that by Bir Pri Agefen, so the Bir Pri Agefen that is recited over the Kosher Kiddush is not just recited for the purpose because of the aloche of Hanene Goli Broche Moab, but that it's an integral part of the Kiddush. How about the Kiddush of Shabbos morning? So there the whole Kiddush consists of that. So the Mele, by the night, we have another Broche, the Broche of Shisayei, but the Bir Pri Agefen is also an integral part. Now, I mentioned that, first of all, we see from the Hashbam's Pshat in the Gemara, in connection with Rabbi's Din of Kiddush Meir Yain Abdolet, that he says just the reverse. But from the Rashbam we only see that according to Rabbi, who says that Yom Tov Shechavi is Achar HaShabbos, so the Seder is not Yachna, but it's Kiddush Meir Yain Abdolet. So Rashbam explains it in order to emphasize that the Bir Pri Agefen is recited over the Abdolet. And we're not concerned about the fact that it's not apparent that the Bir Pri Agefen is recited also over the Kiddush. So why? Because from that Rashbam we see that according to Rabbi, who says Kiddush Ne'ayin Abdolet, so the Bir Pri Agefen in Abdolet is an integral part of the Abdolet, because Abdolet has to be Davka Lakos, not a Lapas. Mashenki the Bir Pri Agefen of Kiddush, and Kiddush can be on Pas too, so there the whole purpose of the Bir Pri Agefen of Kiddush is only because of the Aloche of Hanene Goli Broche Moav, but it's not a reverse. But the Sefer HaPardes says the reverse. Now, so then there is no stirim between this Rashbam and the Sefer HaPardes, because the Rashbam says that in explaining Rabbi's Din of Kiddush Ne'ayin Abdolet, Kiddush Ne'ayin Abdolet. Mashein came, so we could say, but Rab, he says, Yain Kiddush Ne'ayin Abdolet. So he says that the Yain has to be before the Kiddush. So on the contrary, you could say Pshat. In other words, the Rashi and Sefer HaPardes could agree with the Rashbam's Pshat in Rabbi's Din of Kiddush Ne'ayin Abdolet. So the Rashi and Sefer HaPardes could agree with the Rashbam's Pshat. But that Rashbam has reference to Rabbi, who says Kiddush Ne'ayin Abdolet. So he requires that the Yain should be just before Abdolet and should be removed from the Kiddush. So from Rabbi we see that that the Be'er Pri HaGofen of the Avdolah is an integral part of the Avdolah, but the Be'er Pri HaGofen of the Kiddush is not an integral part of the Kiddush. It's just a Birkas HaNeni, that's all. Masha'im Kein Ligabei Rab, and we pass like Rab, he says, Yayim Kiddush Neir Avdolah. Yayim Kiddush Neir Avdolah. So the Yayim has to be before the Kiddush. So he's Chilikan Rabbe, and he holds that just the reverse, that the Avdolah, the Yayim, has to be just before the Kiddush, and not before the Avdolah, because the Be'er Pri HaGefen of the Avdolah is only Birkas HaNeni, but the Be'er Pri HaGefen of Kiddush is an integral part of the Kiddush. We could say, now, we don't have to say like that, because we could say, Enoch Na'amer, of course, Rabbi certainly Chilik, and Rabbi, and that deen of Rabbi, that Rabbi says that the Be'er Pri HaGefen of Avdolah is an integral part, and the Be'er Pri HaGefen of the Kiddush is only Birkas HaNeni, it's not part and parcel of the Kiddush. So we could say, so of course, the Rashbam will agree that Rabbi is Chilik, but not that Rabbi is Chilik, just the reverse. That Rav Yisraelik, Rav holds that the Be'er Pri HaGefen is an integral part of the Avdolah, and it's an integral part of the Kiddush. So mainly the Yayin has to precede the Brocha of Kiddush, because since it's an integral part of the Kiddush, just as it is an integral part of the Avdolah, and the Kiddush precedes the Avdolah, so mainly the Yayin, the Brocha of Be'er Pri HaGefen, should precede the Brocha of Kiddush. Not that Rav says the reverse. Not the reverse. He is chilik. We have to say, according to Rashbam, that Rav is chilik on Rav. But not that he's chilik all the way. In other words, Rav is chilik on Rav. Because whereas Rav says that the Be'er Pri HaGefen is only an integral part of the Kiddush, of the Avdolah, and the Kiddush not, so Rav says that it's an integral part of the Kiddush and the Avdolah. And we have to say that this is, even though the Rashbam could say, could agree with the Rashi's Din Sefer HaPardes, and the Rashbam could say that according to Rabbi, so the Be'er Pri HaGefen is an integral part of the Avdolah, but it's not an integral part of the Kiddush. And according to Rabbi, that is the reverse. In other words, it's an integral part of the Kiddush and not of the Avdolah. He could say it, but we saw last time that the Rashbam doesn't explain that way. How do we see it? Because the Gemara says, "V'loi Rabashi Omar, less Hilchasik Talmidarav, the Yontef Shechali is Achara Shabbos, V'omar Rav Yakniha." So that's a raya from Rav that he doesn't agree with the Talmidarav. Because if Rav had agreed with the Aloch of Talmidarav that you have to say Be'er Pri HaGefen. We have to say Be'er Pri HaGefen and the Kohis of Birkas HaMozein. So then Rav would say, not Yakna, not Yayin Kiddush Neir Avdolah, but he would say, Yayin Kiddush Yayin Neir Avdolah. Yayin Neir Avdolah. So Teisa says, the Kashe, Kosh Deir Kivor, Pamayim, Be'er Pri HaGefen, Ot Yisachon, Vizoel Mitzinu. So Teisa says, V'nira Nidaikun, Tiknu, Yayin would say, Shvam Rav Hefsek, Radina Me Birkas HaMozein. So that's Teisa's Pshat. But what's the Pshat Rashi? How can we say, How could Rav Asher say that if Rav had agreed with Talmidei Rav, then he would require not Yayin Kiddush Neir Avdolah, but Yayin Kiddush Yayin Neir Avdolah? How could he say the Birkas HaNeni twice on the same course, on the same Yayin? The answer is because the Rashbam Shiti is that Rashbam now, the Rav Asher agrees with Rav because his Raya is deduced from Rav, so he agrees with Rav. That Yom Tov Shechali is Achara Shabbos is Yakna. So the Meila is a Raya from this Rashbam that whereas Rabbi holds that only the Be'er Pri HaGefen in the Avdolah is an integral part of the Avdolah, but the Be'er Pri HaGefen of the Kiddush is not an integral part of the Kiddush. So Rabbi Chilek can hold that both, that the Be'er Pri HaGefen in the Avdolah is an integral part of the Avdolah, and the Be'er Pri HaGefen of the Kiddush is an integral part of the Kiddush. So Mimele, if so Rav Asher said, this is how the Rashbam explains Rav Asher, if Rav had agreed with the Talmid Rav's Din, so then he should say, Yayin Kiddush, Yayin Rav Dov. Yayin Kiddush, Yayin Rav Dov. Alright, so So we see that this is the Rashbam shit. The Rashbam shit is that according to Rabbi, so we are an integral part of our Dor, but not of the Kiddush. And according to Rav, he says, Yakna, so the Be'er Priyagef is an integral part of the Avdolah, it's also an integral part of the Kiddush. So because of that, so we see that as far as Rav is concerned, so everybody agrees that the Be'er Priyagef is an integral part of the Kiddush. Is an integral part of the Kiddush. So Meila, that's why Tesvis considers it as a chiddush that in his release there are Shabbos b'yayin in tzorer b'kiddush libor b'er priagefet. That's a chiddush. How could it be a chiddush? So we see from that alone, Tesvis holds that the b'er priagefet is an integral part of the kiddush. Because if we are going to assume that the b'er priagefet is only there because of the Yisr of Osolo Odom Lenis Biloy Broche, so what kind of a Chiddush is it? Why does he have to mention Ayas? After all, it's taken for granted there is no Hefsek. So Meir Chatei said that he should say Be'er Priyagef again if there is no Hefsek. As far as the Yisr of Osolo Lenis Biloy Broche is concerned, so he already made it Broche. So he's not in any Biloy Broche. The answer is, because the Be'er Priyagefen is an integral part of the Kiddush, so I could argue with good logic, true, he already made the Bracha of Be'er Priyagefen and Yayin, and there is no Hefzik, there is no Hesach Hadaras. But he has to say Kiddush, so he has to say the Bracha of Be'er Priyagefen again. So he says, mentions the Ayah from Yerushalmi, no. So what's the Pshat? So why does Yerushalmi say like that? The answer is, true, the Be'er Priyagefen is an integral part of the Kiddush. But when would the Chachomim Yisakel that the Be'er Priyagefen should be an integral part of the Kiddush if he has to say the Bracha? Some Mele Chachomim Yisakel that it should be an integral part of the Kiddush. Masha'im Kein, if he doesn't even have to say it, so then the Chachomim wanted Yisakel that he should say Be'er Priyagefen and that it should be an integral part of the Kiddush. Alright. Mashva Lechot Vamit ובשאר מנה מקומה, אם יש חליש לדעו שם בידי, אין צורך בקיף של לבוא בפרי הגפן. מה שבכל דבר מצווה תום קייס, אין צורך לבוא בפרי הגפן. איך זה להבה הפסק? ואם תימא, אם כן אמה, אם בוא חם בקשי משך הגודל בפרי הגפן, אף לתהי הגודל תום קייס, אין צורך לבוא להבה הפסק כדי אומר אוכל. ויש לימא, זה הגודל, ולילה, זה הלל, נה מהבה הפסק. ואף אותם דבר איש לשם עם רוצו בשתי סישתה, מכיוון להסחיל, Ashavalonu, so we give in his Ashavalonu, or so we stay. The Havik may be a Samozin, the Maskin Hochel is all over it. So it is a Hefsek. Now if it's a Hefsek, so he should have to make Kiddush again? After he washes, now he made a Kiddush before he washed, at the beginning of the Seder. So then, when he washes, so he should have to make Kiddush again, because there was a Hefsek, the Agodah, the first part of Hallel. And of course, so the answer is it's a Hefsek Ligabe the Broch. But Ligabe Kiddush Mokim Sude, it's not a Hefsek. And we call Mokim Choshuv Kiddush Mokim Sude. The Unizel Choshuv Hagode Hefsek. And why the Pavish is that Hagode Hefsek? So of the Vorech Achal Yerok is Biran Nefoshes. So when he eats the Karpas, so in other words, if he eats the Kazayis, so he has to say Biran Nefoshes. וגם נראה לבורך אחר כל ארבע קייפס על הגפס חוץ מקשי מהסומך לסוד so that and that he doesn't say ברוך אחרים וגם so but over all the other cases he has to say ברוך אחרים I mean that's the same thing we discussed it the מחלג of השני but our meaning is not like that we say ברוך אחרים we pass it like the שני that the ברוך אחרים is recited only after we drink the fourth course. Then he says, "Vigam achar these cases shalir as in nisuin, nira ditzor kivoreir achar kolechod al getem." Now, we don't pass kolay cases. Of course, I mean it's not very relevant because the chosn and the kale they drink very little from the cases as in nisuin. But suppose they drink only these, so according to Tesvis, so they would have to say two brachachenes. One bracha achreine
after the case Harrison, and another bracha achene after the case Nisuin. But we don't pass for a tesis. That means we don't pass for a tesis in connection with our cases, so we only say bracha achene after all the four cases. And we don't pass my thesis in connection with the course of Eros and Nisui. Alright, we come around Yakriya, appear to the Zaihi, mask the voice, Vizina, 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 תאמרינו בכיסו אדם, וכאיש של ברוכו, אתה שייסן, או ימם זובי, אתה נית. Very interesting story, as he mentioned there in the Gemara. So Rebbe had a certain Zduki, who did him a lot of trouble, was constantly retiring. It appears from that Gemara that that Zduki, he tried, you know, to convert many Jews, you know, to his emunah. So then one day, so he had an argument with the Rebbe, that Stuki, and Rebbe told him that he should come in 3 days. So then, at the end of 3 days, so someone just arrived at Rebbe's home. So Rebbe thought, Rebbe got scared, he thought that was that Stuki, and he had a lot of trouble from that Stuki. So another Stuki showed up. Not that Stuki, but another Stuki. And he said, I have good tidings for you. It's Stuki, you're saying it. So he jumped down from the roof. So then Rebbe invited him to eat with him. And then Rebbe made an offer to that Stuki that he should be mivorech the cause of the Derech HaMoshe. He should be mivorech. In other words, he was grateful. He was grateful to the others. In other words, not all Stukim are the same. So one Stuki was the same in Israel, and this Stuki happened to be a good Stuki. So Rebbe, out of gratitude to this Stuki, so he offered him to be Mivorech and Kizgat Hamozim. From this Gemara, we see that Mokim Eivor, let's say, so Mokim Eivor, so you can be Mechabit, I mean, that's how it appears from this Gemara, that Mokim Eivor, where there is a very important purpose, so you can even ask Itzuki to bench. But Tesis points out that Rebbe was very unhappy about it, that Itzuki should bench. But he still did it. Now, Omrei, Yosef Rebbe Tlata Nisi. Kave koboy mivrach omrole izduki koy above iz near the door. So he got scared. Omalai, so then another zduki came in. Omalai Rabbi Vasi Artevis Anilcho. Loi moche chubo yivcho. Your enemy did not find any answer. Vinofo minaga gomez. Apparently the other zduki was engaged, you know, in converting Jews. I mean, it was a question. So, Omalai Ritzincho shetisitetzli. Omalai. So in other words, he felt grateful. Because he mentioned the good tidings. So he felt grateful to this other Zduki. So it's in Khoshe Tisidetzli, Omalehe, Lacha Shoch, Lumishosu, Omalehe, Keishel Brocho Atosheise, or Yarboim Zubi Matanate. In other words, because if somebody is entitled to say a certain Broche, and then another person, another Jew, grabs it away from him, he says the Broche, so he has to pay Knas Asozubi. Now, so here, So he says, Aboim Zuvi. Why is Aboim Zuvi? Because there are four broches. The three broches of the Birkas HaMoshe itself, and then the Teva Meiti. So in other words, so he said to him, either you take a Keshel Broche after she said, you'll bench, or you Aboim Zuvi Matanetim. But if you are ready to give up that covet of benching, so then I'll give you 40 zuri. So in other words, Rebbe, so was ready to give him nun zuri in order that he should agree that Abbas Dukish should agree not to bench, because he didn't want that his Dukish should bench. But still, he was mechavenim. Why? Because he had to be mechavenim. I don't know, was it because he felt grateful to him, or because there was an inyan of Evo? I mean, what was the reason as to why he was mechavenim? He was unhappy about it, and still he was mechavenim. So he said, O Yavoyim Zubi Matanei. So Pesha says, the Kashi, Vohem Askino, Vimvoch in Akasimibir. Because Tamrino Bikis Adam, the Kesha Vohem Atashay, say, O Yavoyim Zubi Matanei. Why Memzubi? Because for each Broche is 10 Zubi, Knaf. So 4 Broches, so it's 40 Zubi. The Ashto Yikan Yun Zubi, Bishu Birkat Bere Priagem. You have 3 Broches of the Bay of the Birk Samozin himself, and the Teva Meiti, which comes together with the Birk Samozin. So it's 4, and then Bere Priagem. Bere Priagem is a 5th Broche. So it should be 50 Zubi. Why didn't he say 40 Zubi? Memzubi Matanei. יש לי מה והוסם הוא אינו קטנון משום רבה שלא יבור לך כיסא לברך ואיד פיום לי מבור לך עם ברך שמו זה בלוי כוס בלוי כוס בלוי כוס alright, but he says kids kids walk out the shades alright now the Gemara we left off really that was we left off in the middle of the Niyah, because the Gemara says Kimotel Abdule Kimotel Abdule Kom Shama Ivadle Kavuke Mishchag. So that is reference to the case of Rav Yaakov Bar Abba Yikol Yerob, but that was interrupted by another case of Amimar Umar Sutra Rav Ashi Ava Yasra Bisude Vikoy Alay. So now the Gemara reverts back to the original case of Rav Yaakov Bar Abba Yikol Lebehove, and that was Shabbos. Chazi Libor Be'er Priagefen, so he was Shabbos with him, Rav Yaakov Bar Abba Akazikame, Vodabori Chakase Libir Chase Bekazamoze. Then he probably spent some time with Rove, and then it Rove. So it became dark, so it was already time to say Abdoleh. So Kimotel Abdoleh. So when it was time already to make Abdoleh, Kom Shamesh, so the Shamesh of Rove was madly kavuke mishrag, so a torch he used for bearing the rage of Abdol, a torch. Omalei, so he lit a torch from a candle to be used for the bearing the rage. So in other words, he didn't want to say the bearing the rage on the candlelight, but only on the avuke light. Omalei shamei, so omalei, so. So Yaakov Barabe said to Rove, Rabbi Yaakov said, Lomalu Kolo, Kolahayo Manchashragi, why does the Shamash have to light a torch from the candle and then say Bere Mireish on the torch fire? So he could say the Bere Mireish on the candle fire. Kumarish Omalay Shamash died in Nafshikov. So at first he said, Rove said, the Shamash did it on his own. Omalay Ilish Mili Minidimali Adam. He probably knew that that's the way he wanted to do. Otherwise he wouldn't have done it. Omalei, so then Rabbi said to him, "Risovalei Mara Avukel Abdomen Mitzvah Namufra." So in other words, that it's a Mitzvah Namufra, you can say Bere Mireish on any fire, but there is a Mitzvah in the Hidu. I mean to say it on the torch fire. That's the reason as to why the Shamesh lit the torch from the candle fire. Posach Yoma Hamavdil Bein Kedesh Lechel. So Rabbi said, "Hamavdil Bein Kedesh Lechel Bein Yerucheishach Bein Yisrael Ami." Bein Yimashvil Shiyamase, that was the text of the Abdol. Omalei, Romuloch HaKulahai, why do you have to mention so many Abdolets? Vom Rav Yudah Marav, Hamavil B'Kiddush L'Cheil, Zuhi Abdolosi Shal Rav Yudah Nosi. So all you need to say is Hamavil B'Kiddush L'Cheil, you don't have to mention the other Abdolets. B'Yisrael Amin, and so on. Omalei, Ano Kehosfirei, Vom Rav Lezer, Vom Rav Eishe, HaPeiches V'Yifres L'Gimu. When one says Abdolet, so he shouldn't say mention less than three Abdoleh, the Hamesi Yezi Balzaya. He shouldn't say more than four Abdoles. Omalei Vomar Loi Plote Omar Veloi Sheva. So you didn't say three Abdoles, and you didn't say seven Abdoles. You said four Abdoles. Hamavdir Bekimish Lechel is one, Bnei Lechel Shachtu, Bnei Lechel is three, Bnei Lechel Shachtu, four. So it's neither three nor seven. Omalei, עברה, ואם השביל שיש ימאסים מנחסימנו. So in other words, so that's not of the cheshbi, because that is מנחסימנו, because we are chesed. המבדיל בין קידש לחם. So besides the one that is, that is מנחסימנו, so we have to. ויאמר רב יהודה מה שמואל, צומר עברה, ואם השביל שמאס מנחסימנו, משמואל, המבדיל צור שיימה מנחסימנו, סומך מחסימוסי. So besides the main chsine, we have just three abdolets. So it's all right. Uvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvvv Ashmurfez and the Mabdil has to mention a certain Abdullah Meichsimes Amorkasama say. And Pumpidisoye say that he has to say Mein Psychoso, a certain Abdullah that conforms, that partakes of the Psych. My deny. So, what's that can be? Between Rabino Mashmuel and Pumpidisoye. So, he can deny Yom Tepshachali is a Hashab. So, what's the Chsime? In that Kiddush, in that Abdullah, Hamavdil bin Kiddush, like Kiddush. So, man, do I mean Psychoson? Some of the Chsimoson, we boil him a man with the Shabbos and the Shasyonte, he doubt. O man, the Oma, the Chsimoson, some of the Chsimoson, boil him a man with the Shabbos and the Shasyonte, he doubt. So, that is Rakim. That is Rakim. Goof. Omar Abelazer, Omar Abeishe, HaPeiches lo Yifches Mishoresh, ve'ameisif lo Yisif al Shep. Meis, Eimer Abdoles mitzoy Shabbos, mitzoy Yom Tevi, mitzoy Yom Akipurim, mitzoy Shabbos lo Yom Tev, mitzoy Yom Tev v'chel Shalmeyer. Abeloi, mitzoy Yom Tev l'Shabbos. Horogil, Eimer Harb, v'she'im Horogil, Eimer Achaz. So we see that there is no aloche of lo Yifches Mishoresh and lo Yisif al Shep. In other words, any Rogil can say even less than three. And the one who is Rogil can say even more than seven. So Gemara says Tanoi. Domer Rabbi Yechanan, Gnon Shal Gdeishi. So in other words, there is a Machlekes Tanoi. How many Abdolas he should mention in Abdol? So Domer Rabbi Yechanan, Gnon Shal Gdeishi. That's Rav Nachem Basimoy. So this Tanoi says, Imer Achaz. Om Leimer Sholeh. So in other words, so we see that there's a machlekes tanoi, and the minagom is to say shalosh. Manu b'non shabdeishi, who says only one abdole, Rav Nachman bar Simoy, v'amai korom le b'non shabdeishi, who is takio b'tzuros in Jesus. He didn't look at the coin. He's so moved on from all mundane matters, from all yoni l'mazeh, that he was not even interested in looking at the coin. So that was Rav Nachman bar Simoy, but Sotesik explains, because the father was also like that. So the Mele is called non-shortage. Sholach lei, Rav Shmuel Baride, Hananyei Ochi Merach, Les Hilchas HaKavos. So in other words, we have to say at least three. Omar Rav Yishev Elei, Hamavdi Utsorich, Sheyema Min Abdoles HaMugas Bateo. So when he does mention certain Abdoles in the text of the Abdole, so he should mention the Abdoles that are mentioned in the Torah. In the Torah, let's say, the Abdullah bin Yisroel Am, so it's a posik. Va'abdu'eschem min Am. So, min Abdullah Samuel, Meis, say the Abdullah. Hey, Eimer Hamav, Mikilish Lechel, Bnei Lechesha, Bnei Yisroel Am, Bnei Yashu Yisroel Am, Bnei Tom Litoir, Bnei Yam Lechorobo, Bnei Maim Oyer, Bnei Maim Tachteni, Bnei Yehani, Bnei Bnei Yisraeli, Bnei Chesem, Bnei Sela Breishis. Chesem, Bnei Sela Breishis. ואחרים מאמרים ביצר רשת, רבי יש ורב יהודה עם מאיר, חסן מקדש ישראל, ומי זה, so but if it is true, that he should only mention the Abdullah as I mentioned in the Torah, where do we find an expression in the Torah of Abdullah בן הים לחרובו? ומי זה בן הים לחרובו לא הסירה בהבדולה? So the more answers, some מכאן בן הים לחרובו. אין לך נעמי שסווייק דדה. Yoche, so we must use his amase, name menchsimu, but a chode bileke sheva, so you don't have seven, because it's menchsime, so Amre, can we be the Israelim, is not one Abdole, that's because the Abdole of the Kehanim, the Levim, the Israelim, is really two Abdoles, one Abdole is expressive of one Abdole between all the other Shvatim and Shevet Levi, and then there is another Avdala between the Levi and the Kehen. Belevim Yisraelim Yachziv Beisahi. As the account of Yisrael Trevilim, Belevim Yisraelim Yachziv. So where do we find an expression in the Torah that is expressive of the Avdala between a member of Shevet Levi and the Yisrael? Yachziv Beisahi, Hibnot Hashem and Shevet Levi. And Benakirim will be him. So where is the pasuk in the Torah that is expressive of the Havdalah between Kahanim and Levim, Yechzib, and the Amram, Arin and Meshim? I brought the Arin like this, Kedesh, Kadosh. So in other words, we have two Havdalahs. One Havdalah we have between Israel and the Levi, and the Kehen. And a Kehen and the Levi are both Levim. A Kehen and the Levi are both Levim, because Levim have Kedushas Leviyah, and Kehanim also have Kedushas Leviyah, but the Kedushas Kehune is more, but they both have Kedushas Leviyah, and then we have Avdolah among the Levim, between the Levim proper and Kehanim. And each Avdolah is mentioned in a certain passage. Mechtem Aichosim, Rav Oma Mekadosh Yisroel, Shmuel Oma, Hamadil B'Kedosh Lechem. So Rav says that the Chassim is in Kaddish Yisroel, and Shmuel says that the Chassim is Amagul Kiddush Lachem. Why is Allah Abaye? We came Rav Yisei Avod the Rav, that the Chassim is in Kaddish Yisroel. Tone Mishmei the Rav Chanan, Rashi Bar Hananya, so how do we pass like Shmuel, that the Chassim is Amagul Kiddush Lachem? Tone Mishmei the Rav Yishu Bar Hananya, Kol Achei Yisei Mikaddish Yisroel, Amagul Kiddush Lachem, Ma'arich Al Yomot Mishnei Yisroel. So Rav Yishu Bar Hananya holds that we should be chasing in both, in the Kaddish Yisroel and Kiddush Lechem. Ve'iles il chesek avos. But Allah is not like that. Why? And the time is, lifishen chesmin b'shtay. So the Mele, so the Allah is, that we are only chasing. We are only chasing Hamavdil b'Kiddush Lechem, not the Kaddish Yisroel.
Thirty-third Shiur in Arvei Pesachim.
We left off in the Gemara, Daf Kuf Daled on the base, the first line, the less hilchas kavos, because the Rav Tone, Mishmei Rav Shiva Hananya, Kolam Chesein, Mikadosh Yisroel, Vamavdil Ben Kiddush Lechel, Ma'arich El Yom Mishneiso, that the Chassim has to be involved, Mikadosh Yisroel, Ma'avdil Ben Kiddush Lechel, so the Aloche is not like him. Why? Because we are not Chesmen Bishtai. There's the Gemara in Brocha Zachman Teis. All right. Now the Teisves we didn't learn. The Teisves my Binaye Daf Kuf Daled Amud Aleph. My Binaye, in other words, one Mandoma says that so she'ema me'chsime somochus emosei. So you say that he has to say me'psichoson somoch lechsimoson. So what's nafkemine? Nafkemine is yontef shachali is achar Shabbos. So if we say now, so what is the chsime mekedesh lekedesh? So if we say that mei psichoson somoch lechsimoson. So and in the psiche he doesn't mention. The Hevdel Bidusha Sabis of Dusha Yontev. In the Chsime he mentions the Hevdel Bidusha Sabis of Yontev. Hamavdel Mikedesh Lekedesh. But in the Psyche he doesn't mention the Hevdel between Dusha Sabis and Dusha Yontev. So Mele, Mandoma Ming Psychoson Somoch Lechsimoson, Luiboil Mimel Dusha Sabis of Yontev Dalto, Mandoma Ming Chsimoson Somoch Lechsimoson, and the Chsime is expressive of the Hevdel between Dusha Shabbos and Dusha Yomtev. So Mele, just before the Chsime, he has to say, Bing Dusha Shabbos and Dusha Yomtev, Hivdalto. Now we say, Bing Dusha Shabbos and Dusha Yomtev, Hivdalto, because we pass like the Mandoma, that Meim Psychoson, that Meim Chsimoson, Somoch Lechsimoson. So that's why we say, Bing Dusha Shabbos and Dusha Yomtev, Hivdalto. So there is no nafkemine. So we have to look. I mean, the nafkemines are not men. So according to Mandoma, that mein chsimoson somoch lechsimoson, and the chsime is expressive of the hevdel being dusha shabu dusha yontem b'avdol kiddush lekiddush. So before the chsime, he has to say dusha shabu dusha yontem without. Show Rabbi Nefraim is from Natal. Lomo noagu eilom lehisi v'leina v'siyim ashvi. So all right, so you have to say dusha shabu dusha yontem without. But we say more than that. We say midrash shabbos is yom tivdalto, v'simashvim sheis yom masi kedashto, yivdalto mikedashto samchon yisrael b'shir secho. What's the purpose of all these expressions? No, loma noa goeivom lehizi v'leima v'simashvim sheis yom masi kedashto, yivdalto mikedashto samchon yisrael b'shir secho, dein ze loimein psiche, v'loimein chsime. Because the psiche is the hevdel is expressive of the hevdel mikedesh lachayil. The chsime is expressive of the hevdel between kedesh lekedesh. But why do we mention these things? Veheishiv Rab Netam mishum chibes hayein herichu kedileima pam achas mein zayin avdores bin kedesh lachayil echot bin neil lachayisher beiz bin yisroel ha'amim gimu bin mashvil shizah maase dalet bin dushes. So we have four so far. Now, being dusha shabbos dusha yontif is dalto. So peirush yontif shore mida dichel nefesh. Where a shabbos it's also dichel nefesh. Then v'simashvim shiz yamasik dashto hay nechili shomayit di shore dover ovud uvishabbos osir. In other words, this is better. I mean, according to the shittes of Rishonim, that chalamayit is osir bimloche midraisei v'tzimloche shein ovud shein ovud. So ze chiluk. Mishabes miyontev v'yavdole achas. So in other words, the hevdel between yontev and Shabbos manifests itself on two levels. It manifests itself on the level of yontev itself, and it so the yontev itself, because yontev is muter in certain loches nichol nefesh, and it also manifests itself on the level of the chalamiyot, because chalamiyot also has dushas yontev. It does not have the same kedushas as yontev gomor, not chalamayet, but you are makre become musaf al chalamayet. So it also has dushas yontev. So mele, when we emphasize the hevdel being dushas avos dushas yontev, we have to mention it on two levels, on the level of yontev and on the level of chalamayet. So it's together, it's five. If doubt of kedushas samchu is only secho. So as Gemara points out, so that is expressive of two Havdoles. The Havdole between Levim and Yisraelim, and the Havdole between Levim and Kehanim. So it's two Havdoles. Shtei Havdoles. So Ben Kehanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Zion. So five and two. V'havim yichsim and kesh lekesh. Meisve, im im avdolet av mosla asuim rabbi lanose lil and nichol mifron preis. So, man non shok veishim das rab nachem barav simoye. Because he didn't look at the tzura of a coin. A rab nachem coin. So who is that? That's rab nachem. So, and we call him non shok veishim. So, in other words, so that means the father of rab nachem. Rab nachem coin, edoma, meitkotten, bifirik basrei, ken nichol nafshe rab nachem barav simoye. The Gemara mentions what happened on the days when certain Tanoim died. So, when Rab Nachem Bar Simoye died, so then all the images in the city were erased, and everything, there were many images in the city, and all the images were erased, and they came smooth. Ishtane kotim noyev havli mechtlaye pirush halokim beloy tzure. Why? Because that was symbolic of the character of Rav Nachem Bar Simoye. V'teilek dushosei v'ov. Also, the question arises. So Rav Nachem Bar Simoye was the one who didn't look at the matveye. So why? So he should be called gdeishim, not non shaveishim. The answer is teilek dushosei v'ov shegamo before your kodesh. Now, the Gemara here has the kashe. Because Rabbi Yishai Rabbi Shimon Levi says, Amadol Tzor She'ima Min Avdolis Hamures Bateo. So he should mention only those Avdolis that are spelled out in the Torah. Let's say, L'Havdol Min HaKedish L'Acheil, Bin HaTomim Bin HaToyeir, Bin Nihir Bin Cheshech, V'yavdol Kim Nihir Cheshech, V'av Leschem Min Amim. But Avdolis that are not spelled out in the Torah, he shouldn't mention. So Mitzvah, Sidr Avdolis Heich, Heich, Eimer Amad L'Kedish L'Acheil, בנייר לחישך, בישראל, לעמי, בין ישוי שישה המסה, בין תום הליטויה, בין הים לחרובה, במים עולים למים תחתנים, בין קרקן מובים בישראל, וחיסם סידה פרישיס, וחרם ומיצה פרישיס, רבי יסם ורבי יהודה, וחיסם קדש ישראל, ומי זה, that you should only mention of dollars that are spelled out in the Torah, בין הים לחרובו, במים עולים למים התחתנים is spelled out in the Torah, but בין הים לחרובו is not spelled out, לא יקסיר בי, לא יקסיר בי אבדולה. So the Gemara says, "Some of me come in a yam lechavov." Strike it out. Yoche ben imashvili shezi amase name meichsimu. So that is not counted. So in the cheshbon of seven. So what's a chode vilekashem vilekasheva? Because how do we have seven here? See that dollar stake. Hamadu mikidish lechay. So the kiddush lechay.